I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's your friend Andy. It's Orange County Housewives finale night. We've got Shannon Bedore on the show. It'll be her first appearance since announcing her split from David Bedore. And Leslie Grossman from American Horror Story is here. She is a massive Housewives fan, like legendarily so. I've heard from Ryan Murphy, Billy Eichner, Sarah Paulson, everyone on American Horror Story. Like, you've got to have Leslie on. She requested to be on with Shannon Bedore. So that should be, you know, hope we're making dreams come true every night. That's all I can say. We are making dreams come true. Having a little dark chocolate before the show. I know it must be gross hearing me eating. I went to a benefit tonight. Now I'm here, and I'm going to do a great show. God willing, for you. Let me know what you think. We'll talk about it in about a half an hour. She's on a show where everyone wants to murder each other, and she's on American Horror Story Cult. It's Watch What Happens Live with Shannon Bedore and Leslie Grossman now. What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two women ready to get lit like an OC candle party. For my first guest, this season of OC culminated with the ultimate relationship test, sharing a limo ride with Kelly Dodd. It is Real Housewife of Orange County, Shannon Bedore. Looking great. And she stars as a housewife on American Horror Story Cult, but off screen, she's been downing that Real Housewives Kool-Aid for years. Welcome actress and Housewives fanatic, Leslie Grossman. Welcome. I mean, and I do want to point out, Leslie is such a Housewives super fan. She requested to be on the show with you, Shannon, just
yes,
so you
I
know.
Yes, I did. Shannon. And I also forced all of my co-stars to campaign for me to be on the show with
yes.
you. So thank you for finally allowing me to enter the mothership.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Tonight's bartender has spent years honing his craft on a different type of bar as a principal dancer at American Ballet Theater. His book, A Body of Work, Dancing on to the Edge and Back, is out now. It's getting great reviews, and it is really a very touching story. Please welcome David Hallberg. Hey, David Hallberg. Great to see you. David, I had the greatest observation. David feels, who do you think the star of The Real Housewives of Orange County is?
The true star is Archie, your golden retriever.
Your golden retriever, Shannon.
Sweet. Fell in love.
He's such a doll.
Totally fell in love.
Shannon, Kel has frozen over because you and Kelly got along tonight. Take a look.
We did. Shannon's gonna come pick us up.
Who would have thought? It's freaking me and Kelly. I had fun with Kelly in Iceland.
Cheers to that.
It's kind of funny.
Ooh, you.
It was you!
We're doing it again. I'm an owl. I like the way you think, and I like the way you drink.
Don't be peanut butter and jealous.
Hey, don't get all KY on jealous.
I'm the boss, applesauce.
Okay. Time for our first fall of the night, WWHL.TV. Will Shannon and Kelly's friendship last? Leslie Grossman, what do you think?
I think it will.
You do?
Look, I'm very sorry about what's happened in your life and in your relationship, but you know what? I think you and Kelly are them two single gals on the town. I think there's a huge future in this.
Wow.
And I feel...
Okay, well, 56% of you think that this will last. On tonight's Dallas reunion, and I have some questions for you about the Dallas reunion later, Leanne dropped the name of a very dear friend of ours in the Bravo Clubhouse. I was very excited about this. Take a look.
This is bullshit that we throw this around in any way that it's a negative. Mark must be gay because he likes clothes.
I don't ever call someone gay as an insult. You didn't name the shark on Watch What Happens Live a gay shark to insult the shark. I mean,
no,
I just...
I'm gay, though, so
yeah.
I wouldn't.
The gay shark got a shout out on a reunion. I feel like it's big time for the gay shark. By the way, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive comes out tomorrow. And the issue is going to be on newsstands on Friday. But guess what? Guess who won the poll for best hair? Yeah. Oh, yes. I can't wait to find out who Sexiest Man is Alive is. No, it's not me. I know you have questions for Shannon and Leslie. Before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, like any good candle party attendee, Peggy came in hot and fanned the flames of the tension amongst all the women tonight, especially Shannon. Take a look.
Sometimes I feel like you're babied by Deco. You're very taken care of.
So you think I'm a princess?
You're a princess.
I'm not.
Kelly, stop being jealous.
I've got Peggy telling me that my husband hurt her.
I'm hurt because of what he said.
So once again, confusing Peggy isn't giving us a clear answer.
Are you okay?
Like, you're a f***ing lunatic.
You keep lashing out like that, your husband's not gonna be with you, honey.
I did hurt you, I apologize. So,
I appreciate that, thank you.
I didn't do anything wrong. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Okay, here's what. Here's our next poll question. Whose side are you on, Shannon or Peggy? Leslie Grossman. Leslie, where are you going? Where are you going with this?
I think it's pretty clear that I'm on Shannon's side. Also, Shannon fully 100% busted Peggy, who said, remember when you said your eyes filled up and you said over and over again, right. It hurt me, and then she was like, no, I did not, and then they cut right to the video, Shannon.
75% of you voted for Shannon. There you go. Second, actress Leslie Grossman talks on a phone in a Countess Luann case. She drinks from a Dorinda mug and has more Instagram posts of her Real Housewives family than her actual family.
Oh, God.
So are you still wondering from where she drew inspiration to get into the psyche of an obsessed cult follower? Not really. Here's what. It's time for Cult by Bravo. Leslie, we want your thoughts on all the Bravo drama.
Okay.
We'll ladle up some Housewives Kool-Aid, and you're going to spill it. Thoughts on Vicky's on and off relationship with Tamra?
It's a mess. It's a disaster. Shannon is protecting Tamra. I don't feel that it's real, and she's got her back in a real way.
Thoughts on Vicky with the whole Eddie is gay rumors?
I don't think it's very nice. What does she think? Eddie's using Tamra to get more gym time at Cut Fitness?
What are your thoughts on everyone questioning Peggy's cancer situation?
Well, it's a little weird. It was a little unclear, and I can understand people having questions.
We didn't question whether it was that she was confusing. Does she have it or not?
Yes.
No one was ever saying, you're a liar. That wasn't the intent.
Moving on to Atlanta. Thoughts on Nene and Portia's drama. Does Portia have a right at Nene to be mad at Nene for saying she should be fired?
Guess what? Whatever Nene says goes.
What are your thoughts on Kenya getting married so secretly?
Oh, it makes me sad. It's not real.
Thoughts on Kim Zolciak-Bierman coming back to the Housewives?
I am here for it.
What are your thoughts in Dallas on Leanne Locken threatening to hurt Carrie with her hands?
I want to thank you personally for Leanne Locken, who is one of the single greatest, besides you, additions to a Housewives franchise. I love it, and I do think Leanne could do stuff with her hands.
Thoughts on Cameron getting so offended when Brandy chased her around with sexual chocolate.
Cameron, you're on the Real Housewives. Settle down with your pink dog food.
Thoughts on the demise of Brandy and Leanne's friendship?
It had to happen.
Thoughts on Danielle Staub coming back to Jersey?
Bring it back, but she's playing too nice. And also, don't come for Dolores.
Thoughts on Margaret's pigtails and Margaret in general?
Guess what? I think they're cute, and I think it's cute that she and her mom have matching pigtails.
Thoughts on Siggy and Margaret's continuous fight because Margaret called her soggy flick.
I gotta be honest. I think Siggy's adorable, and I enjoy her open access to her emotions.
And that's such a nice way of putting it. Lastly, thoughts on Luann and Tom's divorce.
You know what, Luann? You gotta live your life. You are better without him.
Thank you, Leslie. Well done.
Wow.
You did very well.
Thank you.
So now I have a present for you. Next week on part one of the OC reunion, Shannon revisits the issue that she struggled with all season, her weight. Here's what, Leslie, just for you, it's an emotional sneak peek. Take a look.
I mean, I didn't want to film. It's like, oh my God, everyone's going to see, you know, how I've let myself go. You feel crappy about yourself.
You said that the stress Vicky caused is what made you gain weight.
It's what started the ball rolling. This season has been very, very painful. At times I feel pathetic because I think that you can tell more about my relationship with David in the scenes that I'm not with him. I was trying to convince myself that everything was okay, and I took it out on other people. And here I am tearing up again, like I don't want to cry anymore. I just didn't recognize myself. It's hard.
All right. It's heartbreaking and revealing. And you have announced that you and David are splitting. What can you tell us? I mean, we go into this a lot at the reunion. What can you tell us about where you're at with him and or where you're at emotionally?
Well, you know, when we filmed the reunion, we had been separated for 5 weeks. And there was a part of me that thought, you know, finally getting it out there would be a sense of relief. But in actuality, it made it official and it made it real. So I've been having good, I tear up again. I've been having good days and bad days. Like last week I saw he took his wedding ring up and that's inevitable, but it's, you know, it's just making the adjustment and I have good days and bad days. No more downer tonight. It's all good. It's all good. This had to happen and good times are ahead.
Okay, but guess what? You're okay feeling emotion.
You can be however you want to be.
No, but I think that's why people love Shannon, because you've been so real, you've been so open with your struggles, and you are representing tons and tons of people who are going through the exact same thing. So.
Thank you. Thanks.
Over at the bar, it is dancer and the author of A Body of Work, David Hallberg. Hey, David. I mean, what's incredible is when I met you a few years ago at a Christmas dinner, you had been terribly injured. You were never supposed to dance again. And now you are dancing again.
I'm back.
It's absolutely incredible. And this is the story. This is the story of what happened. And he wrote every word. And it's a beautiful story. Let's go to Neely from Pittsburgh. Is your last name O'Hara?
No, I wish. But hi, Andy. How are you? Huge fan.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Valley of the Dolls.
Thanks so much for giving us Dallas this year. It's what everyone needed, I think, in 2017.
Yes, Dallas is great this year. What's your question?
Okay, my question is for Shannon. Shannon, you are one of my just top five favorite housewives. I love you so much. I know my boys over at Come Through Queen. Love you, too. My question, though, is, having watched the season, how have you noticed that Tamra has some not nice things to say? I know she kind of, digs at your weight a little bit sometime in her confessionals, and then...
Did she ever hurt your feelings in the confessionals? Thank you, Neely.
Yes, my feelings were hurt a few times, and I did have talks with her about it. You know, you guys see little clips of things here and there, so it's she tells me what really happened, and, you know, I think that I was so volatile this season, she was kind of afraid, walked on eggshells a little bit around me, too, so...
Let's go to Emma from Arkansas. Hey, Emma, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Leslie, and it is, which OC housewife do you think is the biggest pop star?
The biggest pop star?
Potster.
Oh, Potster. Yes. I was like...
But who do you think is the biggest pop star?
I mean,
well,
they all
the Dreamcatcher singers, your daughters, are the biggest pop stars.
Guess what I think this year? I think Lydia is quite a pot stir.
You do.
I think, guess what? Lydia has to prove her existence. Lydia was asked to leave. Lydia came back, and she was ready to party.
She was actually not asked to leave.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She didn't want to come back.
I was making assumptions. Yeah. You know what happens when you make assumptions.
I know. Yes.
Sorry. I apologize, Lydia. But the truth is, you came back, and you came back to rumble. And you know what? I appreciate that.
Let's go.
I didn't.
By the way, Shannon, we're getting tweets like this everywhere. The Real Mrs. White said Shannon Bedore is looking fantabulous. Yeah. Get it, girl. What does your shirt say?
Okay, well, the editor from our show gave this to me at the reunion.
Read between the lines.
That is fun.
Back to the phones. Jalen from Virginia. Hey, Jalen, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I had a question for Shannon.
Okay. Sorry to wake you.
Shannon, I love the shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to know, why didn't you accept the apology Vicky gave you in Iceland? Like, she clearly wants to, like, move on and just enjoy life. Like, why hold a grudge and drag it out?
Well, I think if you really wanted to make an apology, you wouldn't. You would do it off camera. You wouldn't do it after two cocktails. And you wouldn't do it when Tamara's whispering in your ear, apologize now.
Right.
It wasn't very sincere.
If she hadn't have apologized right then it would have been... She was in a lose-lose almost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she was, right. Let's go to Zach from Toronto. Hey, Zach, what's your question?
Hi there. My question is for Leslie. Leslie, I'm a huge fan. And I'm wondering what it was like to work with Delta Burke as their TV mom and RuPaul as their TV daddy.
Unpopular.
Was there anything better than having RuPaul as your dad and Delta Burke as your mom? They were so fantastic, lovely, amazing, living legends and icons, and I was proud that anyone would think that I could possibly come from their loins. So it was really fun.
That is funny. Jill Novicki tweeted, Shannon, can you name three people that you are not done with from this season?
Well, I'll say Tamara Judge, of course.
Right.
I'll say Kelly Dodd. And, you know, at this point, there's not many others.
Leslie,
maybe I can't do that.
Ricky H. wants to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you stalk Lisa Rinna at Colton Haynes' wedding?
Guess what? Guess what happened, Andy?
What?
I clocked Lisa. I thought, I'm not going to be crazy. This is a private event. I'll let her have her time. I was minding my own business looking at my phone with my Luann case. She came over to me. She's a fan of American Horror Story. She came right over, sat down, and told me she was a fan. And I didn't even let her get the sentence out. And I was like, you! No, I love you, Lisa! She was amazing. Lovely. So great.
Well, Leslie, it is dream come true time, even though it is usually Shannon Bedore who starts charities tonight.
Yes.
So do I. It's time for Chic Say Le Pic. Oh, Leslie, I have four different iconic Bravo scenarios. You now have the opportunity to choose one, which we will help you fulfill right here live in the clubhouse.
Oh my gosh.
Here are your options. You can take a picture with the Beverly Hills reunion bunny, which is right over there.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's the real bunny.
Yes, uh-huh.
You can spray yourself with the Lady Gaga pee perfume, which is very famous in the Watch What Happens Live clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
You can hold Tamara's implant for the rest of the show. Those are her real implants.
Mm-hmm.
Or we will let you step in front of the green screen and record your own Housewives tagline.
Oh.
Which do you choose?
Gotta do the tagline.
I'm gonna pick the tagline, Andy.
You're gonna pick the tagline? Head on over to the green screen. I know you have your tagline ready.
Wait, is it in?
Because you came prepared.
Yes, but hold on.
Yes, it's going to be right here on this monitor.
No, but I have to look. Okay, it's right there.
Yes.
What am I holding in my hand?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I hold the... Oh, my orange. Thank you. I could have held the implant.
What am I doing?
Okay, here we go. Ready? Can I start like this? Wait.
Yeah, you got to turn around.
Ready?
Yeah.
All of my haters are just a bunch of clams. Damn, darn it. One more time. All of my haters are just a bunch of clowns. No, seriously, they're a cult of clowns and they're gonna kill us all.
Give it up for Leslie Grossman. Leslie, Dana Kay wants to know if you could bring back one former housewife from any city, who would it be and why?
Oh my God, wait. I can't.
None from Mars.
This is too...
Oh, no, Heather. No, sorry.
Oh, you know what? And I know that seems like I'm cheating.
I approached Heather the other day. I saw her at a restaurant, and I insisted on taking a picture, and I thought she was a fantastic housewife. So thank you. I
Rusty
that.
11, Shannon, if you could be on any other housewife city, which would you choose?
New York.
You would?
Yes.
You answered very quickly. Yeah. Why?
It's my favorite.
It
I
is.
Love, and I love all the women. I mean, Sonia Morgan is a kick in the pants. So.
I have to say, it was quite gratifying for me. You were here for the Housewives Awards, and just watching you watching Ramona and Sonia, you were
Your
just in hysterics
loved
the whole
it.
Time.
Loved it, yeah.
Yeah, they are the real deal. They are exactly that way. Yes. And Leslie, many people come up to me and say, what are the Housewives really like? And they say, they are, and I say, they are exactly as they appear.
Angels on this earth.
Yes. Wendy V wants to know, Leslie, who has a stranger accent, Lena Dunham in American Horror Story or Dorit in the Beverly Hills Housewives?
Dorit, 100 times over, Dorit. And Lena Dunham was fantastic on her episode of American Horror Story.
I'm getting this a lot, Shannon. I hope you know you're fantabulous and redonkulously lovable. Twist off that cap and let the pressure out. Hugs. That's from Lil Lay Brain. Will DeBona, stay strong, Shannon. You are beautiful and a brave mother and a great woman.
Thank you.
On that note, it is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Bachelorette alum Emily, at our time with that word, and that's my sister's name, Emily Maynard, who just had a baby boy, but announced on Instagram today that he still doesn't have a name, which I thought legally you had to name him Chris Harrison. Am I wrong? Today's Jackal goes to the news that Prince Harry's girlfriend, Meghan Markle, is leaving the cast of USA Suits. Now, I'm very upset about this because we have just lost the one thing we could make so much fun of her for. Oh, gosh. See, now, I thought that was a really funny joke. No one else did.
It was funny.
Yeah. Okay. I want to thank Shannon, Leslie, and David for being here. Tomorrow night, Will Ferrell and John Lithgow are going to be here. That's going to be fun. Thank you. Great job. Leslie, you made it. Thank you, David. Leslie Grossman from American Horror Story called the season finale airs tomorrow. David Hallberg's great book is called A Body of Work, Dancing to the Edge and Back. And so, by the way, so let's say my name's Andy and I want to come see David Hallberg dance. What's happening?
I have shows at the Metropolitan Opera House.
I've heard of that.
In New York City.
Okay.
We're doing a big domestic tour in January. Lincoln, Nebraska. We're hitting Lincoln.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
For real?
Detroit, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. So all around.
No, West Coast. Good for you.
That's incredible. Okay. I'm excited about that. But you were in the Bolshoi Ballet.
I was.
But obviously no longer. You weren't.
No longer. I, it was a good period of my life. I went there not knowing anything or anyone there, but it's an amazing institution for ballet.
Right.
And Russians love ballet.
Really? Do Russians love ballet more than Americans?
Americans love baseball. Russians love ballet.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Hands down.
Wow.
I mean, it was amazing to experience.
Wow, I bet.
South Dakota boy, you know, like lost in Moscow. So
wow.
Wow.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Alex from Georgia, and my question is for Shannon.
Hey, Alex, what's your question?
Hi.
I wanted to know what the status of your restaurant is.
Well, at this point, my husband is not financing the restaurant anymore. So we're ready to go. The menu is set. So I'm looking for investors right now, but I'm close.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Garrett from Plano, Texas.
Hey, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I will see you and Anderson on December 1st in Dallas. So
excellent. Can't wait. And we'll be in Houston on the 2nd. Just plug in another date.
go for it. Leslie, I know that you are a huge fan of both of these ladies. If you had to choose one, Leanne Locken or NeNe Leakes?
How dare you? How could you ask me to choose between the two? NeNe is old school, classic, OG housewife, but I got to tell you something. I think I'm going to pick Leanne Locken.
Wow. Wow.
She is coming hot, Andy. And I am here for everything that she's up to.
Yes. Back to the phones, caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Evan Daly, and I'm from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Hey, what's your question?
And I'm a big fan. All right, my question is for Shannon, and my question is, how are the kids handling the divorce?
How are the kids doing?
You know, they're handling it as best they can.
Right.
You know?
It's challenging.
Yeah, but they're amazing me, and I'm doing my best as a mother to provide the happiest household for my kids.
Yes, you are. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Amber S. I'm calling from Ripon, California.
Hey, Amber, what's your question? I'm putting on another tie. Just don't worry why. It's a long story.
Let's get on. Take it off.
Yeah. What's your question?
My question is for Leslie. Leslie, which Orange County housewife do you think would last the longest in American Horror Story cult?
Oh, that's a good question.
Vicki Gunvalson.
Really?
Hands
Why?
Down.
Why?
This is going to sound worse than I mean it to sound, Andy.
Okay, this is funny already.
Vicky's a cockroach, and she's not going anywhere. She's indestructible, is what I mean. She is the OG OC, and I gotta say, I bow down to it. I've got respect.
Wow. Okay, I love it. And you are watching Atlanta.
Of course.
Yes.
How dare you even ask me that?
And
yes.
You are. Are there any that you don't watch?
No.
No.
Whatever you're selling, I'm buying, Andy. Just so you know.
Are you watching The Escape Show?
I am.
And what do you think?
Well, you know, I love Candy. I think she's incredible. And I love Tiny. And I love seeing T.I. on my Bravo. I
yes.
love that meshing of things. And I'm here for it. And I can't wait to see what happens.
Everybody give it up for Shannon Bedore and Leslie Grossman and David Hallberg. For more, check around BravoCity.com. Good night, everybody. Well, that was fun. Do I say that at the end of every show? I might. But it was. Leslie Grossman was a delight. And Shannon, you know, she's feeling her feelings. And they're real. And we need to respect them. I'm excited for you guys to see the two reunion shows. They're really good. And I hope you enjoyed tonight. I did. We did have a caller with a guy's name who sounded like a girl, and I purposefully, obviously, didn't question that, because that would have been maybe disrespectful, because it happened last week, if you recall. Anyway, gotta go walk my dog. Love you guys. See you tomorrow. Will Ferrell and John Lithgow.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this, because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.